This is the official Budapest competition text. Ready? Begin. The economic crisis has demonstrated the importance of industry for economic stability and employment of European economies. Industry accounts for most of European Union's exports and private research. Less than one-fifth of jobs in the European Union are in industry. In addition, each industrial job creates up to two jobs in other sectors. Moreover, industrial jobs are nowadays high-quality jobs, and wages are above the average. Industry is not an aim in itself, but the aim is to create employment and to maintain good standards of living. European Union industry still generates a large surplus in the global trade of manufactured products. However, as shown in the latest European Competitiveness Report, European industry's share of global manufacturing output has been falling over the last decade. The productivity gap in relation to the United States has widened. After some recovery during last years, industry's share of European Union gross domestic product has slid back far below the target we have laid down. At the same time, jobs have been lost. There are, however, considerable differences between member states. The Commission communication sets out the Commission's key priorities for industrial policy. It shows that industrial policy and other European Union policies are becoming increasingly integrated and indicate why this process must continue. The committee welcomes the Commission's communication, taking into account the economic crisis and increasing concern about the competitiveness of European industries. The challenges facing industry are not dwindling, but quite the opposite. They are on the rise. The global business environment is continually changing and at an ever faster pace that our companies need to be able to respond to. Without competitive industry, the European Union will not be able to secure higher growth and more jobs. Such an approach, which depends on design and engineering functions only, without production and customer contacts, is not likely to be successful in the long run. In light of the current serious situation, the committee would have expected a more ambitious set of proposals for European Union industrial policy with a clear vision and proposal for urgent measures. Clear messages are needed to convince businesses that Europe will be an attractive region for new investments in the future. The communication now covers few new features compared with previous communications. It is mainly a stocktaking of past and planned action in the main priority areas of industrial policy. The communication underlines the need for implementation at both European Union and member state levels. The committee supports the communication's conclusions, including the target for industry's share of gross domestic product, although it would qualify its support for this. The target shall be purely quantitative, while qualitative aspects would be more in line with European Union aspirations for socially and environmentally sustainable competitiveness. The target should be accompanied by other targets. The committee calls on the European Commission to explore them further. The committee particularly welcomes the Commission's clear message on the importance of European companies' integration into international networks. Companies are globally competing for their positions in these networks. The goal of European industrial policy should be to enhance European companies' possibilities for achieving such key positions and to maximize the value capture for European Union. Policies and targets should be designed accordingly. What Europe needs, however, in order for such a transition to succeed, is a move towards new, competitive, and sustainable industrial and service sectors. They shall be based more on knowledge and new technology and give higher value added. They shall be financed by an ambitious investment plan if we wish to guarantee industrial growth and job creation. Filling the needs in society together with competition drives innovation. All companies in the internal market, regardless of business model, should have the same conditions under which to compete. In the committee's view, competition between member states in offering state aid must be avoided. One of the aims of state aid policy should be to make provision for the granting of pre-competitive aid to businesses that can further the European Union's growth objectives, whilst limiting at the same time distortions of competition. If and when state aid is provided, it should be directed at helping companies to develop and adapt, not at supporting permanently uncompetitive activities. A level playing field is also needed in global markets. The role of services deserves more attention. The interdependence of services and manufacturing is broadly recognized, as industrial activities include an increasing number of service provision, and many services are dependent on industrial performance. However, the potential of information and communication technology services as exporting industries in their own right is enormous. Specific policies shall be developed to help tap this potential. All stakeholders, such as European Union institutions, employees, and employers, need to be involved in the task of creating a more favorable environment for industry. These initiatives should be built on such regional specialties that complement each other and interact fruitfully. The policy framework must be stable and predictable at the national level. Borders within the European Union should not make any difference to the operations. Remaining regulatory, administrative, and technical barriers need to be removed. European Union and national financial sources should be channeled into necessary investments by mobilizing a maximum of private funding. The committee agrees with the Commission that pending internal market legislative proposals urgently need to be adopted. In previous opinions on industrial policy, the committee has given its views on European Union initiatives for innovation and new technologies. It has mainly expressed its firm support for them and underlined the need for sufficient European Union, member state, and private financing. The time period involved in bringing innovation to the market for deployment is of the utmost importance for industrial competitiveness. European Union needs many measures to attract private investment in risky research projects. Despite the improving economic climate, companies' access to bank credit remains limited, especially for small and medium-sized enterprises. The committee therefore supports European Union efforts in this area. Moreover, regulatory measures targeting the financial sector should not impede private lending. Small and medium-sized enterprises in the European Union are more dependent on bank financing than elsewhere. The committee is also pleased to note that the Commission recognizes the importance of energy prices for industrial competitiveness. European energy prices for industry are far higher than those of its main competitors. Electricity prices are twice as high as those in the United States and Russia, and one-fifth higher than in China. The energy price gap between the European Union and its competitors stems partly from factors that cannot be changed by policy action in the European Union. However, every reasonable measure to narrow the gap must be taken. European Union industries have so far managed to partly compensate for energy cost increases by improving efficiency, but the potential for this is diminishing. Some energy policy measures, and in particular, measures to increase the use of renewable energy sources, have had the additional objective of creating new jobs. According to information so far available, this objective does not seem to have materialized. The severe youth unemployment crisis requires that governments, employers, and workers work harder and together to create sustainable jobs. The issue has become a political as well as an economic challenge. A real growth strategy at European Union and national level is needed to support the creation of better and more stable jobs for young people. The committee considers that it is paramount for governments to make impressive and corrective efforts to keep the crisis from worsening. The committee recommends that the concrete action plans already adopted by member states to tackle youth unemployment be submitted for regular evaluation. In those plans and programs, concrete measures should be taken to enable young graduates to have workplace skills, including, among others, management, problem-solving, and creativity abilities. This improves their versatility and possibilities on the labor market. European Union initiatives designed to tackle the problem of youth unemployment should result in concrete measures that will promote an effective industrial policy aimed at advancing European industry and boosting its competitiveness in a socially acceptable and sustainable way. The committee feels that investment to improve youth employability is crucial for the future of Europe. The initiatives approved should be accessible for all young people, and they should be accompanied by concrete measures. All the initiatives adopted to improve youth employability should be adequately funded. European industry needs workers with different skills and capacities. These differences should be taken into account when designing education systems. The social dialogue between employers and trade unions should continue to be developed. So we foster job creation and encourage young women and men to improve their skills and capabilities in order to better respond to the developing needs of industry. European Union and the member states need an industrial policy that facilitates growth and encourages the creation of new, high-quality jobs. The European Commission considers that a strong partnership is needed between the European Union, member states, and industry in order to stimulate investments in technologies and human resources, giving the European industrial sector a competitive advantage. To tackle this and the general issue of employability in industry, the Commission gave assurances that one of the pillars of the new industrial policy would be investments in people and skills. The financial crisis has severely wounded many European economies, and until now, recovery has been developing very slowly. An issue that could make the recovery more difficult and which consequences for the future could be even more severe is youth unemployment. This crisis requires different parties to work together to promote, create, and maintain productive jobs. European leaders seem to take this crisis seriously, but as the committee has stressed in previous opinions, the new initiatives won't help to solve the problem unless they address the roots of it. The issue has become a political as well as an economic challenge. It would be wrong to generalize the situation. It is certainly not the same in every country and at local levels. Many young Europeans, however, completing their studies and finding a real job, have faced the same difficulties. Even if unemployment is not a new phenomenon in Europe, increasing youth unemployment is one of the most visible effects of the current economic crisis. Many European Union initiatives offer job training and apprenticeships. They do not, however, always guarantee access to a job. This shows that jobs are normally a consequence of economic growth. A real growth strategy at European Union and national level is needed to support the creation of better and more stable jobs for young people. The committee considers that it is paramount for governments to make impressive and corrective efforts to keep the crisis from worsening. As such, employment rate is affected by both supply and demand, which are often outside the individual's control. At a time of economic crisis, Europe needs to fully utilize the creativity of its population. Strong and very active civil society organizations play an important enabling role. Employment opportunities are, however, largely determined by the quality and relevance of the education provided by national and local authorities. The committee has noticed that local authorities are working to strike the right balance to enable improvements in this respect. The committee considers, however, that the current education systems do not always coherently reflect decisions taken at the European level. The Commission has advised the local authorities to take a hand in the problems of youth mobility and training and to improve the quality of training. Despite this, there are still too many obstacles and an absence of commitment standing in the way of a real European shared area of education and training. Employers are aware of the skills and capacities of today's employees, but need to be more aware of the skills and capacities of future employees in a fast-changing workplace because of the development of technologies that make it vital for employees to continually acquire and update their skills. Companies have different characteristics and different needs, making it essential for education to be adaptable and flexible. As the committee stressed in its opinion, a better and more relevant cooperation between education institutions at all levels and industry is strongly needed. Given that education and vocational training are not the only elements that shape the employability of individuals, focusing on education alone is too restrictive an approach. Work-based learning and apprenticeships must be considered key ways of getting young women and men into the labor market, but they cannot be seen as the ultimate solution to the problem of employability. It is important to recognize that labor markets are embedded in society. What has been discussed and approved at the European level on education and training cannot be reduced merely to an exchange of good practices. In this respect, it is hoped that training systems will be capable of responding to employment needs. The committee calls for an evaluation and a careful analysis of how commitments have been implemented in practice and objectives achieved.